Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Oz Khan, and he is with AdWatch Media. Welcome, Oz.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about AdWatch Media. How are you serving folks?
Well, great question. You know, AdWatch Media is based out of North Atlanta. We focus on all businesses that want to reach more customers locally and they want to grow nationally. So whether it's a real estate firm, whether it is a jewelry store, whether it is a legal law firm, if they want to get their message out to local residents and then drive more sales, then they come to AdWatch Media. That's how we help all of our customers today.
So now, how'd you get into this line of work?
You know, my background's that in energy efficiency and technology, and I've been doing that for a very long time. A couple of years back, I actually sold a company in the energy efficiency space, and what I realized was that the number one problem that a lot of companies face today is to get to people. Right? Get their message across to people, whether it's through their mobile phones, whether it's through digital billboards, whether it's through direct mail, whether it's through podcasts like these. Businesses have a very tough time figuring out what's the right channel to use to get in front of people, right? And everybody tries to do Facebook advertising or Google advertising, and those are great channels to actually reach out, do outreach, but there's always that one problem that all businesses traditionally face, and that is, hey, how do we actually convert that into a real sale, or how do we actually make a difference to our business by doing that outreach, right? And that big problem is what I'm here to solve. And that is what I'm completely focused on. And that happened because, you know, several years back, I realized that that is a big gap, right? Marketing and advertising is such a complex monster today that I want to be the one, entrepreneur and the business that I run today, AdWatch Media, is going to go and solve just that one problem, which is making it easy for businesses to figure out how to get their message across to local area residents.
So now you mentioned that it's for firms that have a local footprint, but also maybe have national aspirations.
Oh, yes, 100%, right? Like every large firm that's trying to get in front of, I mean, at the end of the day, you take an Ace Hardware, you take a SunTrust Bank, you take a Renaissance Bank, you take a firm like Ream or Honeywell, right? What are they trying to do? They're trying to sell their products and services to you and me, because we ultimately are their buyers, right? And where do we live? We live in our households, right? Where are we based? We are based in different geographies. Everybody has a different preference. Everybody has a different demographic. Everybody has a different interest level. And imagine those firms, how tough of a time do they have, especially the larger ones, to actually get their message across cost effectively to you and me, figuring out which one of us are really interested in the product or we have a need for their product, right? And the answer is not always, you know, we are going to be searching for those products, right? We are doing many other things. And that's when, you know, those firms need to get their message across to you. And that's where, you know, AdWatch again fits in, right? So whether you are the local jewelry store that's trying to reach your local residents, or whether you're a firm like SunTrust Bank, Ace Hardware, any of the big ones, whether it's Merry Maids, whether it's American Home Shield, getting that message to you and me is critical to their success. And, you know, that's the problem that, you know, AdWatch Media is solving today in the marketplace.
So now, are your customers like franchisors that maybe they're that they work with 100 franchisees and each one in a local market, so you can help them, you know, the person in Alpharetta, the franchisee in Alpharetta, get more Alpharetta business, but you might also be able to help that franchisor help all of their franchisees in whatever market they are across the country?
Lee, I would, say one thing, and this is what I've, you know, learned by actually working with a lot of these companies is, it doesn't matter whether it's the franchisor or the franchisee. What matters is who is that business owner that's looking to actually get in front of those businesses, I mean, local area residents, to transform their business, right? So I meet all kinds of business owners day in and day out. My sales team members, you know, have those, you know, conversations all day. And what we found is, our true customers are those that are actually hyper-focused on their customers and making sure that their messages actually get there. So whether it's the franchisor who's looking to, you know, get all of their stores, highlighted in the local community, or whether it's that one single store that's, you know, looking to transform the business, whether it's through an online channel or a digital channel, it just depends on, you know, which business owner is innovative, thinking forward, looking at, you know, how the world's changing and how they can take their business to the next level, right? Those are the ideal business owners that really understand, you know, getting the message across to the local population is very important to their business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Now, the tactics you use are using advertising, right? You're not, this isn't like SEO. This isn't write a blog. This is about putting ads up and maybe using some remarketing and things like that. Those are the tactics you deploy in order to help your clients?
Yeah, great question, right? So the tactics, and you mentioned SEO, you said writing a blog, all of those are the technicalities in the big picture of things, right? So you take a furniture outlet. If you take the furniture outlet, you know, the model is exactly the same. You got to develop the right promotion. Then you have to find the right mediums to get in front of customers, whether it is through this kind of a podcast, whether it is through digital billboards, whether it's through direct mail, whether it's through online advertising, whether it's an e-shop that you develop, whether it is SEO that you do for them, whether it's display advertising, whether it is a, you know, Google shopping feed, whether it's an Amazon shopping feed. Like, they are 400 ways to actually get in front of your local area residents. And that is where, you know, AdWatch comes in, right? So if you look up online, you find everybody doing SEO. And SEO, you know, is, you know, one out of 400 things that you can do. And I'm exaggerating here with the 400, but it's one of numerous tactics that you can use to actually get in front of your customers, right? If SEO is right for you, then it'll be SEO. But SEO is just one out of many things that you need to do to actually get in front. For example, and here's a great example of this thing, right? You take a jewelry store. If you go and search gold rings or engagement rings in Google, SEO will bring up some articles about why should you buy engagement rings, right? That really doesn't work too well. But the Google ads that actually show rings on the right-hand panel or right on the top, the visual searches, that's what makes a big difference, because people click on that. People are visual. They love photos. A photo speaks a thousand words. So you look at it from that perspective. Is SEO going to win that battle? Of course not. It's not going to win the battle. But what's going to win the battle is if we can take a jewelry store, take the inventory, and then push it online so that when people search for engagement rings, the local store shows up with all of the inventory right on that search, because you're searching in, let's say, Roswell, Georgia, or Gainesville, Georgia, right? And that is where AdWatch is able to drive more business for the businesses that we work with.
Now, is this something that I have to have $1 million budget in order to do this? Or is this, can I do this with hundreds of dollars? Do I need thousands, tens of thousands? How much of an investment do I have to make in order to put together an effective advertising campaign?
What I tell my customers is, hey, that's a very far-fetched goal. That's not a realistic goal, right? So, I mean, you have to invest money to make money. And that has been something that even, you know, our Oracle of Omaha, you know, talks about it, right? So you've got folks from all over the world that say one thing, you have to invest more money, right? You have to invest the right amount of money to actually make a lot more money. And so, you know, I will leave it at that because I think business owners that are forward thinking really understand that concept. Right now, you can spend a few hundred dollars and I think you can get lucky in, you know, what you get out of it. I think that's, you know, one out of the million stories that you will hear, but there'll be 999,000 stories that also go the other way, right? The few hundred dollars really never work. And we see this all day long. We see this when people try to run Facebook ads for $300 a month and then nothing comes out of it, right? So you got to invest the right amount of money to make more money in your business. And I would just leave it at that.
So then the right amount of money is kind of in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly, right? Like if you take a business that's, let's say, doing $4 million a year in their store, right? If you take a business that's doing $4 million a year in the store and they want to get to $10 million online, right? They will have to spend several hundred thousand dollars to actually get to $10 million online. But if you take that store and you look at the steps that they have to get to, the first thing would be to let's get another 100,000 in online versus trying to get to $10 million online overnight, right? And to get to 100,000 online, you don't have to spend hundreds and thousands of dollars. You have to spend a few thousand dollars and you will start getting those results very quickly, right? You will start getting to a 100,000 target. And so you step it up, right? One at a time. Now, if you're a very large business, you'll have to run a good solid project, right? When you look at the very large businesses, you'll have to run a good solid project. You'll have to think through, you know, some of the investments that have to be made on that front. But at the most core level, the best way to look at it is, okay, how many, you know, multiples do you want to make off your investment, right? So if you want $100 in, if you put $100 in, you will probably get $200-$300 of returns within a couple of months of that $100 that you spent. But if you put in $5,000 a month into your advertising and marketing strategy, you'll start seeing returns that actually end up at about $200,000-$300,000 of returns over 12 months, right? So you just have to look at, you know, what is the right way to look at that investment. It is an investment. It's, you know, if you want to create an online virtual store, you're going to go ahead and, you know, have to invest in making sure that you have a good online presence because, you know, people, when they come to you online, it's like coming to your office. It's like coming to your virtual store. And would you and I ever buy from a shady, bad looking store? Of course not. And then the step before that is to be found, right? To be found is very expensive, right? It is where you have to really think through how can we drive people to that store. And that is where AdWatch really comes in.
Now, are your ideal clients, are they businesses that are doing about $1 million a year or more, or are they kind of smaller businesses that are maybe doing $100,000 a year?
Most of our businesses today that are working with us are businesses that have a local presence. So whether it's a realtor, if you take realtors, they're typically in the, you know, they sell about 3 or 4 houses a month, right? So they've already gotten, they've done, put in the work and they've built in a network. They've got 3 or 4 houses, but they want to take it to another level, right? And then again, when you take the typical retail stores like furniture stores and jewelry stores, they are in the $3 to $10 million range because those folks have, you know, been in business at least 20 years, sometimes less, but typically in that, you know, 10, 20 year range. And they have built a local physical brick and mortar store. And then they've done really well. And they've done really well because their products are good, right? So because there are more things to selling online than just, you know, coming up with a great marketing strategy, you've got to have a good product. You've got to have great customer service. You've got to have a solid operation for doing delivery and online sales, right? There's so many other pieces that go with it. And so typically, these are businesses that have, you know, been in, you know, especially on the jewelry store side, right? They've been in business for at least 10 to 20 years, and they are between the $3 million and the $10 million range in annual sales.
So now, is there, if you were giving advice to a business owner out there, what are some things that they can do within their control in order to put together an effective online presence?
That's a great question. The first thing I would say is, hey, you know what? Study and learn, right? Rather than going and, you know, jumping into it overnight, spend 20 hours, whether it's, and you know, all business owners are great learners. At least the good business owners are great learners, right? They are always open to learning. The first thing I would tell them is your step number one should be there's a ton of online articles that are available for free. You should go to YouTube. You should go to different websites and learn about online marketing. Learn about how to set up an online store. Learn about the pitfalls of, you know, online advertising and where can you lose money and where can you make money, right? At the end of the day, business is business. It's meant for a business will, you know, be profitable only if it makes money and they invest in back in the business to grow it, right? So, I mean, those are only the two basic criteria about it. And so what I would tell any business owner is, you know, before you start going out there and trying out doing advertising on your own, the first thing you want to do is you want to learn. You want to learn about the 40 ways you can advertise. You want to understand, hey, you know, how will you go and target your own customers, right? You probably have a different demographic that you want to target every time, right? You want to target people with, you know, who love chocolates, but, you know, you also want to target people who play golf, right? And so the different interests that people have. And when you start targeting them specifically online or through digital billboards, the first step you want to do as a business owner is learn and educate yourself so that, you know, you can talk effectively with whoever you then choose to hire. If you choose to go down that path for helping you doing your advertising and marketing, or if you want to try it all out on your own before you, you know, start spending your hard-earned dollars, go learn more. And, you know, that will just get you to a point where you'll be able to effectively understand how to tackle the world of online advertising and digital advertising.
And then if somebody wanted to reach out to you to learn more about your services, you can help them with advertising. You can help them kind of make that transition to online if they were so inclined, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do it every day, right? And we always tell our customers the same thing. Go try to learn about it online. You are going to find Facebook ads and Google ads that just swipe through your computer about how people have grown their business from $0 to $1 million overnight. And it doesn't happen every day, guys. Unfortunately, that's the world. What happens, though, is you end up spending $1 million and then wondering where all that money went, right? So hire a professional, just like somebody comes to you because you are an expert in your business. You can either be an expert in online advertising and online marketing, or you can be an expert jeweler. You have that option to choose that, right? So you want to grow your business, focus on things like jewelry and furniture, and let bring in a professional firm like AdWatch Media to actually help you get that message out to your local residents, because it works and it's proven to work. And our customers can, you know, give you 100 references, just focus on that one thing where they tried it on their own first. And when it did work for them, you know, they came to us and they said, hey, what can we do together? And, you know, we gave them a solid marketing plan. We showed them a path to success. And then, you know, when they said, go ahead and execute it, AdWatch, we actually, you know, went ahead and executed it for them.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, have a conversation with somebody on your team, what's the website?
The website is AdWatchMedia.com. And we are based out of North Atlanta, right? We cover all of Atlanta. We've got 7 account executives around Atlanta that are focused on customers. They have conversations every day, right? And if you are a business and you're looking to grow your business through online channels, talk to us, right? And it's a free consultation. We'll talk to you. We'll understand where you are. And, you know, I think you will like what we have to offer you, because a lot of businesses today, especially with, you know, where we are with all this COVID and stuff like that, you know, what happens is a lot of businesses who have already started investing in a website or have already started investing in some online presence, those are the ones that are now looking to scale and move forward, because they see the light at the end of the tunnel is online is the way to go. And especially if you're like a jewelry store, if you are a furniture store, if you've got those high ticket items that are sitting in your warehouse and people are not coming in, the best thing to do is go reach them. Right. So if they're not coming in there, then you go reach out to them. And the way you can do that is with AdWatch Media.
Good stuff, Oz. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me on, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.